That's our ring. Time for Norman Abner.
Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner in the Jotham Down store waiting for the Hempstead heirs to show up. Listen.
Well, it don't look like none of them's going to show up.
No, no, I don't think so either, Lum. They's coming. They'd have been here long ago. What time is it?
Well, it's now 20 minutes till 4. And I told everybody to be here at 3 o'clock sharp.
Yeah, well, I told you, Lum, you've just been wasting your time even trying to get them over here.
Well, I reckon they just wasn't listening in on the party line when I made the announcement.
No, it ain't that. They heard you, Lum. They just don't want to have nothing to do with you at all.
Well, it looks to me like they'd be interested enough to come to the meeting and find out what we're going to do with this formula.
Well, I reckon, Lum, they all feel just about like Squire and Grandpap said yesterday. They don't believe that thing is a formula.
Yeah. I believe Squire's the one that's been going around talking to all the Hempstead heirs, putting them ideas in their heads, too.
Well, I don't know now where Squire's any more to blame the rest of them on. They're all pretty mad at you.
Yeah, that's the reason I wanted to have the meeting. I'm trying to explain to them. You don't think I took nothing out of that box and put that hen envelope in there, do you?
Huh?
You hear what I said. Tell me the truth. Do you think I stole anything out of that box before I opened it up out here on the porch Friday?
Well, no, I don't much think you did, Lum.
Well, I'm proud to know I've got one friend here in town anyway.
I just wish there was some way, though, that you could prove it to the rest of them that you never done it.
Well, that's what I call the meeting for today. Suppose I could tell them just what that chemistry professor told me.
Yeah, but, Lum, they don't believe you even see no chemistry professor.
That's appreciation for you. That's fine. Here I went clean to Fayetteville on my own expenses just to find out what that thing was, and now they don't believe.
Well, Lum, see, they think that you just writ that note yourself and put it in that box.
That's the ridiculous thing I ever heard of in my whole life.
Well, I don't know if it's so ridiculous, Lum. Nobody could read it. Just looked like a bunch of numbers and letters that never made no sense at all that was written down there.
No, they don't make no sense to us. It's all wrote in Latin or Greek or whatever chemistry's wrote in.
It is, huh?
You know, all them letters and numbers mean something. Like, wait, what'd I do with... Oh, sure, I don't want to lose this. Here, I'll show you.
You mean you can read that stuff that's wrote on there?
Well, no, but I recollect what some of these things is. That one right there is water.
Water.
Right there.
Water?
Yeah.
Well, it sure don't say water on there.
That's the way they spell water in chemistry. H2O.
Well, why didn't you just write water there, then?
Why didn't I do it?
Uncle Winston, why didn't he do it?
Abner, look me in the eye.
What for?
Do you think I wrote out this formula?
No, Lum, I told you I didn't.
Granny, you're making some remarks. It sure sounds like it.
I just forget once in a while, Lum. Don't pay no attention to me when I say things like that. Just don't pay no attention at all to me.
Well, all I ask of you is just take my word for it till I can find out what this thing is. It's bound to be something valuable.
Well, I sure hope so.
Well, I can't believe he'd have wrote on this envelope here that it's something more valuable than silver or gold if it hadn't been worth something.
No, I don't care like he would, no.
And having it hid up there in the gable of the house locked up in an iron chest, he must have thought it was valuable.
Yeah, he's bound to. What did that professor say about it, ready for you, Lum? What did he think about it?
Well, he said he knowed in reason it was a formula for making something, but it was such a conglomeration of stuff that he couldn't tell what it would turn out to be.
He couldn't, huh?
He wanted to try it out, but I wouldn't let him.
Well, why didn't you? You ought to have just left it with him. Maybe he could find out what it is.
Well, if he'd done that, he'd know how to make it himself. This is a secret formula of some kind. We don't want nobody to know what's in it but ourselves.
Yeah, that's right. But you could at least make folks around here believe you, Lum.
Well, I know I ain't done nothing wrong. If they want to believe it, I reckon there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Well, to be honest, Lum, I don't much think you did either. But if it was me, I'd just go right ahead and admit to it, give it back to them, whatever was in the box, and Tell them you know you done wrong and that you're sorrowful about it. And I believe every one of them will forgive you.
You mean for me to admit to something I never even done?
No. I wouldn't do that, no. I just mean to admit to taking that stuff out of the box.
Well, I'll be dead blamed. So you think I done it, too?
Well, now, wait a minute. Now, don't look at me like that, Lum. I don't think you meant to steal it. I don't think that about you. I just figured that, I figured you was aiming on giving it back. You just sort of done that as a joke, see. That's what I figured.
After all the years we've been partners in business together, times I've set up with you when you sick, had the fever, times I've went over and helped you with your crop.
Well, now, just a minute now, Lum.
Lent you money when you needed it.
Lum, I said, I don't think you're a thief, Lum. I think you just done it as a josh on the rest of us relays of the Hempstead.
Well, if my best friend feels that way, I reckon there ain't much chance for me to scream to the other.
Well, to be honest, I don't either. Just looks like you may as well just give it back.
I'm going to wish now somebody else had been keeping that box and key bolt.
Now, that's funny. Moles Moose made that same remark down at the barbershop this morning. He said he wished somebody else had been keeping it, too.
Moles said that?
Yeah. Or Moles, or Ezra Seastrunk one, I don't know. There's a bunch of them talking. I told him not to worry, though. I told him, I said, if Lum's got it, he'll give it back to you.
You said that?
Yes, sir. That's just what I told him.
Yeah, I'm just beginning to realize how many friends I have around this town. They trust one another to the limit till something like this comes along. And you said if I had it, you knew I'd give it back to them, huh?
Yes, sir. That's just what I told them. Stood right up there and looked them in the eye.
That's fine.
But now, Lum, if you don't want to, well, I won't never let on that I know you got it. And don't think you've got to give me none of it, neither, for keeping my mouth.
Abner, I wish you wouldn't talk that way, saying you don't want me to think I've got to give you any of it to keep you from telling on.
Well, I mean it, Lum. I'll never tell on you. Cross my heart.
Well, what do you think I got out of the box?
I don't know, Lum. I'm just bursting to find out. I told them fellas down at the barbershop this morning, I just met my side bet anything I've got it was diamonds.
You told them that?
Yeah, and I didn't know neither. That was just a guess. Was I right?
Well, look, there comes Grand Pappy Spears, and he's got Ben Withers with him.
Oh, well, you can tell me after they leave, then.
You're taking nothing. I told you 1,000 times I've never taken nothing out of that box.
There never was. I know you never, Lum. They think I'm bleeding.
I need nothing.
Yeah, I didn't ask that. Ben, come on in.
Come on in. You're the very feller I want to see.
Oh, did you come over for the meeting of the Hempstead Heirs?
No, I never come over to no meeting of the Hempstead Heirs. We've done had our meeting just a while ago.
Who had a meeting?
Us Hempstead did, that's who. And we never asked you, Abner, because we knowed you'd take up for Lum.
That's a fine howdy-do. A fine how-do-you-do, I must say. What did you decide at your meeting?
Yeah, what'd you do, Grandpap?
We decided to have you rested for the Bezelman. And that's what you're here for, Ben. Go on, resting.
For a basil man?
You mean have me arrested for stealing something out of that vault?
Oh, so you admit it. Go on, constable. Slap the handcuffs on him.
How's that?
I don't admit nothing. What's the meaning of this, Ben?
Oh, well, you see, Lum, Milford here. Well, you're the justice of the peace and Milford Clockwell.
All right, Jiminy, Ben, cut out that spavin-legged pussy footing around and get to the pigeon-toed point. I'll tell you what he means. He means he can't arrest you without no warrant. And as justice of the peace, Lum Eddard, you've got to swear one out.
Swear out a warrant for my own arrest? I won't do it.
It's your duty. It ain't my duty to swear out a warrant for the arrest of an innocent man, even if it is me.
That's our time, Lum. Even if you ain't innocent, don't do it.
It's my duty as justice of the peace and as servant of the public to deal with the law honest. And that's what I aim to do.
Yes, Lum's right. And that's a very commendable attitude. And speaking of duty, I'm afraid I won't have time to wait for you to swear out the warrant for your arrest, Lum. I'll have to pick that up later.
You wait right here, Ben Withers.
Well, Milford, I can't. I've got to get down to the jail and take care of Professor Crenshaw. I can't neglect my prisoners, you know.
Professor Crenshaw?
A prisoner?
Yes.
Wait a minute. What kind of husky chuckings is this?
Oh, didn't I tell you? Oh, it must have slipped my mind. Well, I'll see you fellows later.
Wait a minute, Ben. What was Professor Crenshaw arrested for?
How's that?
I said, what was
this? Yes, bad fellow. Notorious confidence man. No more a genealogist than I am. There's a $200 reward for his arrest, too.
$200? Oh, my grannies, what do you know about that?
Yes. All these family trees he's drawn up around here don't mean a thing. Worthless bits of paper. No good. Thanks.
You mean ain't none of us sure enough kin to Winston Hempstead?
Oh, I know.
Well, here, wait a minute. My grannies, if these folks around here ain't sure enough Hempstead heirs, they ain't got nothing to say about that box, have they?
Why, no, of course they ain't, Mom.
Well, Mr. Milford Avery Spears, you can just go down there and tell that bunch of your ex-relays it's none of their business what I done with that box. And you can also tell them that when I'm ready to accept their apologies, I'll let them know.
Well, now that the Hempstead family tree has been pruned, Lum isn't so far out on a limb anymore.